Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we are on the topic of love and relationships, and we're going to be focused on the difference between net fishing and spear fishing. A lot of you are wondering, relationships, net fishing, spear fishing, what in the world is he referring to? Well, I've noticed as a young man out there in the world, and women nowadays are the hunters, so whoever is the more assertive one in the relationship, who wants to go out and find the other person. Some people desire to be found in a relationship. Other people's desire is to go find someone to have a relationship with. So it doesn't matter which side you take in this, but just know your role. And the person who believes their role is to be the one who's more assertive, who goes out and finds the other person, this message is for you. Here's what I've learned. A lot of young men who I tend to coach, who show up and ask us for advice on this topic, and women too, who are more assertive, they ask us, you know, how do you go out there and find the right person? And inevitably I say, well, what are you doing now? And I'm not going to name names, but I remember seeing a friend of mine have this strategy. He was using an app to search for the one, and his strategy was basically to just message everyone. He was net fishing. He was taking this big net and just throwing it out to everybody, and then pulling it back and seeing who was available, who was going to talk, who was interested. Now, this strategy fails so badly for so many people, and they don't realize why. So I'm gonna explain why this is wrong and how to do it a heck of a lot more effectively, not just online dating, but even with your goals in life, even with what you're going after, even in your dreams and vision, your ideal day. Why you need the spearfish and not netfish in all these categories. But since it's a touchy topic, let's talk about relationships. Here's what generally happens. Let's say you're a guy and you log on to one of these dating sites and you craft this perfect message that you're gonna send to this unique person out there that you can't wait to connect with. Well, the very first challenge right there, if we rewind a little, most people who log onto these sites haven't taken the time to really define exactly who they're looking for. They have a sense of, you know, a person who's fun or outgoing or exciting, someone who might look like this or feel like this or have this kind of outlook on life. They really haven't taken the time to actually narrow down what would be their values in life. What would they believe about life? What would they be passionate about? What would they love? You know, what would they hate? What would they never stand for in their life? How would you align as two separate individuals? Most importantly, what is it that you want to share with them and you hope that they want to receive more than anything in the world? And what is it that they want to share with you and they hope that you want to receive more than anything in the world? When you can define that, now you know so precisely who you're looking for. Not being overly picky, but you know what you want. And you know what it feels like to want them to want to receive what it is you want to share most. Now, whether that's your love or your attention or your affection, it doesn't matter, but you know what you desire to share most in that relationship. Once you know that, there's no point in net fishing. You're gonna go out there, throw a big net, and get all kinds of people respond. And basically, you're like, hey, you know what I'm looking for. I don't need to cast a giant net and hope something's in it when I reel it in. I'm gonna take my spear, and I'm just gonna sort through the many. I'm sorting the many. Nope. I'm looking for them. I'm gonna find them. That man or woman's out there for me. I'm just gonna keep looking until I find them. And then I have my spear gun. I'm like, hey, I'm not gonna shoot them, obviously. That's kind of creepy. But you're gonna go after them and say, hey, you're the person that really seems to fit this profile of who I'm really looking for in life, and this is what I hope to share most with the person when I find them. Any interest? Now at that point, you can strike a real conversation. And what's interesting, to continue the story of how most young guys do it, and some women too, they basically go out there, they craft this great message, and then they blast it out to everyone. The problem with that is, first off, many groups of women like to talk to each other, and I'm not speaking from inexperience on this, I'm speaking from experience. I remember one time when I was in college, I got really excited and I crafted up this beautiful letter to this one person I wanted to send it to. I actually sent it to them. I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but I woke up at 2 a.m. and went, what did I do? And I got nervous. So I figured the only way to redeem myself was to copy and paste it and send it to everybody. It was the worst idea I ever had, because I started getting all kinds of emails back from people, and it was net casting instead of spear phishing. The original intention was to go directly for the person that I was really interested in. The backup fear response was to throw it out to everybody and see what happens. What landed up happening was very interesting, because if I would have just waited until the morning, she wrote back and she goes, "Wow, that was the sweetest thing anyone's ever written me." The sad part was, so did her roommate and her girlfriend and all her other friends. And they caught on and said, "Wait a minute, this guy just emailed everybody. Ugh." And I got blacklisted from the group of people that I really desired to connect with. Sad story, silly story, ridiculous story, but I don't want it to happen to you if you're listening. So, how do you do it right? First off, remember, be a spear fisherman or woman, not a net caster. Don't take a message and blast it out to everybody. Really take time to define who you're looking for, who they are, what they're about, their values, their rules, their beliefs, their organizing principles in life, how they wanna be received and who they wanna share their life with. Now, be very specific on all those things with yourself as well. You're gonna wanna download today's download, because we help you define all of these things very specifically. Along with that, we also help you define how to go out and sort through the many to find the few that you're looking for and how to strike up that initial conversation with them. So, hopefully this is helpful. Don't be a net caster. Trust me, it always kicks you in the butt in the long run, but be a spear fisherman or woman. Be someone who goes out there, knows what you're looking for in life, and is willing to go through and put in the time, effort, and energy it takes to find them. So hopefully this is helpful. Download the worksheet, enjoy the process, and we look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Till then, have an amazing week.